Herkese merhaba arkadaşlar. Şu anda Paris'teyiz. Yanımda ZTE'den Wayman Lam var. Kendisiyle ZTE'nin yeni telefonu Axon 7 ve aslında merak ettiğimiz bazı şeyleri konuşacağız. So Wayman, first of all, thank you very much for being with us today. And I have a couple of questions about ZTE, but first thing first. So to be honest, I know ZTE is growing fast, but in terms of the brand awareness, still many people not so familiar with the ZTE. So what is the reason and what will you do in the future to solve that problem?
Sure. So, so ZTE, you know, just to give you some background, some the audience some background, or people that are going to look at this clip. So, we have been in the business for mobile devices for more than 17 years, 18 years. So, for the European market, you know, we entered this market since 2005. I think France was one of the earliest market, and then slowly we're branching out to other markets, including Turkey, you know, Germany and Spain. So, in the past, ZTE has been working behind the scene. What we call the ODM model, you know, manufacturing phones for the carriers. So a lot of the phones back then don't really have the ZTE logos on it. So instead, it's got the carrier's logo. So what we call the white label devices. So the times has changed, and ZTE is now more focusing on the consumer, talking directly to the consumer. We have consolidated our product portfolio. Now, if you look at our product lineup, so we are gathered here today, or tonight, this evening, to talk about our latest flagship creation called the Axon 7. So if you are aware, the last year we launched the Axon Elite across the globe, including Europe. Mm-hmm. And so this evening, we're going to talk about the Axon 7, which is our latest flagship device. And in addition to that, we also have the Blaze series, which is another a global product line. That's what we call the affordable mass market premium. The pricing is very affordable, but the specs is also very respectable. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a very innovative product called the S Pro smart projector. So if you look at the product line from ZTE, that's all we've got, you know, from the global scale. So we are able to consolidate. We believe, you know, with these three product lines, we'll be able to address the needs of the consumer. But as far as getting the brands out there, I agree that our brand awareness from the consumer perspective are probably not as high as some of the other players in the market, but we are doing a lot of things now to improve that, but the brand awareness. So for example, in MWC, we just teamed up with the Sevilla Football Club in Spain. We've become the official sponsor. We sponsor another football club in Germany called Brescia. I forgot the name of it, but our CEO is going to talk more about this tonight, about what we're doing on the marketing initiative and from the branding initiative. And across the globe, I mean, if you look at the United States, we're also teaming up with NBA. So we did a lot of branding and marketing with them. So we became the sponsor of the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then this year they won the NBA championship. The year before that, we teamed up with the Golden State Warriors, mm-hmm. and they won the NBA championship. So across the globe, we are doing a lot of sports marketing, just, you know, and it's going to take some time, but I think, but we're confident that slowly and surely that the more people will get to know the ZTE brand because of what we are doing, the resources that we're pouring, and then from the product that you're going to see from us.
So it's good to hear that. On the other hand, so in Turkey, probably you know that ZTE is known as the ODM manufacturer, not the OEM. So to bring customers into the ZTE family, what will you do in the future, especially for the Turkish market?
Sure. So like you said, so Turkish market, so ZTE also entered a number of years ago, and then we are we have some successful business in the ODM market. So for us to transition Turkey specifically into OEM market, you know, I think we have to focus on, expanding our channel partners. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, including the carrier, including online and offline channels. Also, we have to be able to raise the brand awareness. I think there's a lot of things that we need to do. So in the broader European market vision, which our CEO is going to talk more about this tonight, so we are putting in more resources to address the brand awareness. Mm-hmm. So hopefully for the European markets, with the football clubs that we sponsor, and also with other things that we're doing in Europe, it will resonate, you know, across Europe, including mm-hmm. the Turkey market. So with this device, the Axon 7, which we're going to talk a lot about tonight. So this is the device that competing with the best of the best on the market, you know, from the flagship level. And if you look at this, what we can offer, from the pricing perspective and from the unique features such as the audio quality, which I will talk a lot more tonight. So I think we have a good value proposition that will attract the consumer to take another hard look at ZTE, what we have to offer, because we do believe we have the technology, we have the innovations, and then The last link that we need is we need to raise the brand awareness, and we're doing all of that. Try to do that.
So many people ask me the same question. When will we see the Nubia and the Axon brands in Turkish market? Because the best models from ZT is under the Axon and the Nubia brands. So can you give me some specific time frame for the Turkish markets?
Sure. So we're going to announce like the availability for this device in Europe. So I don't want to steal the thunder from our CEO. So he'll make the announcement tonight as far as the availability online and offline for European markets. And as far as Nubia, a lot of things has changed. You know, Nubia, it was a sub-brand for ZTE, and now it becomes the co-brand. A lot of things has changed. As you might have aware recently, there are some a third-party investor that came in and bought some shares of the Nubia company, a company called Suning, which I'm not going to talk too much about. But now Nubia is sort of, even though we are a co-brand, is, you know, originated from ZTE, but they have their own operations. You know, everything is kind of like they have their own organization. So they are also, you know, attacking the European markets, and we wish them the best of luck, because Nubia, after all, is still a ZTE, has the ZTE DNA. But for us, for myself, me, I'm part of the ZTE mobile devices. I'm focusing on Axon, I'm focusing on Blade, and I'm focusing on S Pro. So, like I said, you're going to hear more about this from the availability of the Axon tonight. And then I believe we are already selling some of the Blade series devices in Turkey market, as well as other markets in Europe. So Blade has many, many different models. Even within Blade, we have the entry level, the mid tier, and the mid to high tier. So we are selling some models already in the Turkey market. Right. And depending on the market demand, you know, the channel, yes, you will see more of that. Coming to the Turkey market.
So let's talk about Axon 7. It's a quite competitive device, and it is in the same level with the Samsung S7, HC10, and maybe LG G5. So what can you say about Axon 7 from the ZT's point of view?
Sure. So I could give you a quick rundown of this device, and you're going to hear a lot more this evening about why we think this device is our latest creation has such compelling value proposition for the consumers. But if you look at this device, it has a very unique design language. It's got what we call the G3 curve on the back, and it's got a fingerprint sensor here. I'm not sure if you guys can see it, but there's a recess here. You know, every little detail of the design language has a reason, and then our chief designer, Hagen Fenler, will give a brief presentation tonight about the design language of this device. But for me, to give you the highlight now, it's got top of the line specs. I don't think I need to convince you or the people looking at this clip. From the specification perspective, it's got the best specs from the chipset level, from the processor, from the storage. It's got 4 gigabytes of RAM, 64 gigs of internal storage. It's got dual SIM. It's got a very, very advanced camera in the back with OIS plus EIS, which is optical image stabilization plus electronic image stabilization. It's got a very, very, very capable 8-megapixel front-facing camera for your selfies and groupies. And more importantly, we are putting a lot of focus on the audio quality, sound quality, because from our research, from our interaction with consumers, certain features are always came out on top of their mind. So obviously, I think audio quality is very important, because you have to make phone calls, obviously, with the phone. And more than that, you know, watching video has sound, you know, listening to music has sound, playing video games has sound. So from the sound quality, it's a very important feature. Also camera, the size of the battery, the display. This one's got 2K quality display, OLED screen. So from the specs, it's top of the line. But we want the consumer to remember Axon 7 has the best audio experience. So our slogan is redefining flagship audio experience. And I hope that after our presentation tonight, you would agree with us that this is in fact a really, really top-notch device that can deliver you unparalleled quality in terms of audio and sound.
It's a great device, but on the other hand, last year you launched in USA with the Axon Pro or something like that. Anyway, the Axon Passport is unlimited warranty service, and it is good to hear that with Axon 7 in Turkish market, for example. So you will bring the Axon Passport strategy to all over the world, or it is special thing for the USA market or something like that?
Sure. So the Axon Passport program, it's a program initiated in the US market. If you remember, our first version of Axon actually was first launched in the USA because we teamed up with a company called Teak for the design, and then subsequently, you know, they were the first market to launch this device. And then for our second generation, which is the Axon 7, we are actually launching this. This was launched, first announced in China, and then we're making the unveiling it here in Europe. So at the moment, the Passport program is still pertaining to the U.S. market, but we are looking at the possibility of probably bringing this type of very, very attractive program to other markets. Obviously, if you look at the Passport, what we call Passport 2.0, it's got like a two-year warranty, it's got like accidental breakage, you know, you just pay a deductible and then you ship the device back to us and then we'll repair it for you. So there's a lot of things that we think has a lot of value that a lot of our competitors are not addressing. So it's a very good program, but at the moment it's for the U.S. market only, and we're looking into expanding it into other markets.
So last but not least, what about the price, Axon 7?
We will unveil the price tonight in terms of euro, but what I can tell you, you know
what's... Give me the numbers.
I can give you now, so since everything's under embargo, you can probably cut that out.
Published that video.
Yeah. So the price for this device, 4 gig plus 64, we're going to start selling this for €449.
€449.
Yes.
Good price.
Very good.
Yeah.
Considering the specs and what we can offer with this device.
So this is really good to hear that. And my friend, as always, as last year, it is good to talk with you.
Yeah, same here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Evet arkadaşlar, bu videomuzda ZTE'den Raymond'la Axon 7 üzerine konuşmuş olduk. Bir sonraki videoda görüşene kadar şimdilik hoşçakalın ve kendinize çok iyi bakın.